Hi and welcome to another episode of the Afro Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Manik. I love God, my life, and my music. What do you love? Today's episode, I've got fantastic people in the house. I've got Lazy Workaholic. You know Lazy Workaholic, he has his own platform. Go check him out. He's gonna talk more about himself later. I've got Schema, and I've also got Dibari in the house.
Alright, my name is Lazy Workaholic, as the name implies. Do not get it twisted, doesn't mean I'm lazy, but the name is Lazy Workaholic. Lazy Workaholic is spelled L-A-Z-Z-Y. Very nice to spell workaholic. I am a podcaster, a voiceover actor. I'm also an actor. Like Manik said earlier, I also have my own thing going in podcast. You can actually check it out. It's titled Let's Talk About It with Lazy Workaholic. So it's a platform where we just talk about whatever is happening, whatever is popping. As long as it's worth talking about, you know, you always find Lazy Workaholic on that page and we always talk. Yeah, that's just that about me. I feel like you should know. But as time goes, you know, we'll get to talk about it a whole lot. Yeah. Mr. David.
Hi guys. Schema.
Miami Day David, but popularly known as Schema. David Schema, Mastercraft, Fingertip, whatever you want to call me. Yeah. I'm a music producer, tech enthusiast, and also a product designer. Yeah, that's basically all about me. Good to be here once again on this show. Thank you, Manik.
Mm-hmm. Well, hi everybody, I'm David. I am Ide also. So, well, I'm a music producer, a singer, a songwriter, and what else? Okay, I'm an interior designer, and you know, it is what it is. We gotta make money. thank you for having me, Manik. Yeah, bro,
You're welcome. You're welcome, my voice. You're welcome. Yeah, so today we're going to talk about so many things. I've got someone from Let's Talk About It. Got Dibari doing his own thing also. Always ready to talk about things as well. And we also got Schema. Yeah. And we've got some issues we want to really talk about. And first thing first is about record labels in Nigeria. You know,
record labels
in Nigeria. Everyone has got their own topic.
That's too deep, bro.
it's pretty interesting talking about record labels in Nigeria. I mean, music is about one of the biggest things happening right now in Nigeria, and I feel like for you to flourish as an artist, necessarily or mostly important, you need to have a record label.
I don't think so.
Well, I differ also with you.
That's why I said, I think that's why I twisted my way. I said necessary, but I just said important, like it's quite important to have, but not, it's not necessary.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So yeah. I said, importantly, you need to have a record label. Do you understand? So, but it's not necessary because you can still flourish as an artist.
Exactly. Right? As an independent artist.
So, I mean, talking about record labels, I mean, that's, I feel like it's a guide through for artists. And, you know, let's just see what we need to talk about in that. You know, I don't want to feel like
we have many labels in Nigeria. Like, we know that as an artist, you can, as an artist, you need a label. Mm. But when you look at what's going on in the country, look at the labels and look at how they're making things happen. Do you think, what's your advice now to, what do they call it? An independent artist. Can you advise an independent artist to sign a deal with a record label? We have Maven. We have YBNL. We have Jones in,
a whole lot of them.
Empire,
you start counting, bro.
There are so many.
Yeah, a whole lot. Even I have a record.
Remember,
everybody has record labels. Yeah. Everybody has record labels.
Okay, now remember, G Worldwide used to pay Kiss Daniel 30k per month.
Per month. I saw that post. Was it not last week or this week?
Exactly.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
When his song started doing well, they increased it to 50k.
Yeah. Oh, it was increased.
It was increased.
I never thought it was doing increased. I thought it was at that 30,000
to 50k
for a minute.
So now, what I think about this whole record label and stuff is, let's talk about Kizaniel's issue. Kizaniel started with G Worldwide, right?
Yeah.
And I believe at that point, Kizaniel signed that record deal. He didn't have nothing.
Mm.
And the label approached him with the hope of making his life better.
Mm.
They took a gamble on him.
Mm.
And of course, it worked. So I think at that point, I personally think it was Kiz's fault to have signed such a deal.
How is his fault? Can you blame him?
Yes, I would blame him because
someone that's hungry.
Bro, I would say he signed that contract out of desperation.
Exactly.
Yeah, was actually desperate. No, me as a person, I would sign that kind of contract also. So it is now up to to the record label to think, okay, I'm making you guys millions of naira.
Mm.
At that point, I'm making you guys huge amount of money. At the point, okay, see, it doesn't even matter what the contract is.
It's not fair.
Okay, just imagine, bro, we signed a contract to sell this stuff. Eh? We know that this stuff might not even sell in the market for 50,000 naira. But at the end of the day, this stuff is selling for 10 million naira.
Mm.
Guy, okay, out of the 50,000 naira, I said, okay, I'll take 10,000 naira. But because this thing, now, okay, that was because we thought it would sell for 50,000 naira. You get, but now it's selling for 10 million naira. Bro, you shouldn't pay me 10,000 naira.
But that's what the contract says.
Bro, see, it's just common sense. You understand? Mm. It's just common sense. I think, okay, I'm making you millions of naira. We thought this thing would make just 50,000 naira. And I would, that's like 10%. That's like
20%.
20% of 50,000 naira is how much?
That's 10% of it.
20% is 10,000.
It's 10,000. Okay, yeah. That's 10%, bro. So, okay, yeah. Bro, we should now, ask him. Okay, now I came back. Okay, if I didn't come and say, bro, okay, please, let's make this thing right then. So obviously, they should. See, I came to you guys. Please, let's review this contract. But, you know, G Worldwide is like greedy. He doesn't want to even listen to Kizania part of the story, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just, bro, that, he came back that, and he felt like, let's review this contract. I'm making you guys millions of naira. I'm making you guys money. Like, dope money. Come keep paying me 50k or 30k and think, no, I'll be okay with it. And I'm the one even, I'm the source of your income. I'm the source of your money.
Did he actually say, let's review it?
Yeah, they tried reviewing the contract, but they didn't. Of course, that's why I left.
Tried now, because they even had they had issues to the extent that he had to change his name.
He had to change his name, even after he left. He had to change his name.
I feel like that's where the twist came in from. You get me? Now, one thing is, there is nothing like going back on contract.
Exactly.
You need to understand that.
You've signed your contract.
Where you're coming from is just the humanity part of it. Like, like, all right, I feel like you're making a whole lot of money.
We should review.
But if I owe you to what you've signed, check this for a minute. Now, Asake just got signed to YBNL, right? And Asake said, and I quote, he said, the day he was invited by Olamide, and Olamide asked him, like, look, you're making waves right now, and you feel like you're going to go far. How about I offer you a record deal? Do you understand? This is what I want to offer you. Now, he said, go home, think about it, come back to me. And what Asake said, he said was, I am going nowhere. He said, get yourself a lawyer, review this contract and come back. Asake was like, bro, I've been looking for this opportunity for like 3-4 years. You are like where I want to be. I don't need lawyer. I don't need anything. Baba, sign me. Now, the truth is, he might be in the whole, like, fantasizing about it. But the truth is, Olamide definitely, for past record, it's been said, rumor has it that he gives the best deals. I'm not sure how true it is to say he gives 60-40. And I feel like for a record label to give you 60-40, please permit me, I'm saying rumor has it, 60-40. Now, for a record label to give you 60-40, I feel like that makes sense. That, I mean, no other person could be as transparent as that. Regardless, I feel like no matter how much it is, shout out to an artist that I used to know, or that I know very well. I really don't want to mention, but I know there was an artist. There's this artist, I mean, an A-list artist that was being signed to a record label, and I remember how much he was going back and forth to, you know what I'm talking about, David, right? I remember how he had to go back and forth to make sure that these terms and conditions are properly, you know, lined out. It goes beyond what's been written. Like, if tomorrow Asake feels like something is happening in YBN and he wants to leave, nothing is going to happen, Baba. Like, you literally said by yourself, like, make me sign up. So if Olamide says, like, okay, oh, tomorrow, I know they pay you jack shit, this is what we want to do, Asake can't do anything because you agreed.
Yes.
So I feel like G Worldwide not twisting or, like, not listening to adjusting the contract is the primary reason why it's been contracted. Like, that's why it's been exactly called a contract.
You know why I won't agree with what you said.
Okay.
This is it. It's simple. G Worldwide came, man, trying to help Kizdaniel. Because G Worldwide is like the money man, and he came, I have the money, but you have the talent. Mm. Let me push my money into you, and talent. You know. So it's simple. It's as simple as, see, bro, I'm paying you 30k per month. It's like me working. See, if you are working in a corporate organization, see, you don't need to go and meet your, or what's it called, HOD, or your chairman, or the CEO of the company. If you are bringing, see, if you are meeting your target, bro, they won't tell you before they increase your salary, or you are being promoted.
Is there a contract?
It might not even be in the contract. See, no. I work in a corporate organization, bro. I work in a corporate organization, and it's not in my contract that if you meet your target, we increase we promote you, or we increase your salary. Mm. It's just normal. It's just saying that, bro, this thing, okay, this money we are talking about, it's not even up to 1% of the amount. Yeah, it's not even up to a percent of the amount this guy is making for you guys.
Of course.
You understand? That see, like, is humanly right that, I'm not talking about the contract now, okay, quite alright, sign the contract, and the contract has to go for a length of for an amount of times or amount of years before the contract is terminated. Maybe if the contract was a good one, you might want to renew your stuff. But what I'm saying is this: it's simple. This person is making you guys a huge amount of money, brah. So, see,
let's talk about.
I don't want you to talk about anything. I just feel like, see, you need to just come down to the fact that, see, if everyone wants to be like that, see, nobody will want to work. Cause for a fact, okay, in a corporate organization, it is your right and duty to meet up to your target.
Yes.
It's your right and duty to meet up to your target. But even if you are surpassing your target, bro, it doesn't even still compel, or it doesn't mean that the owner of the company we need to promote you or increase your salary. Cause the contract you signed is, bro, this is the amount I'll pay you. Either you increase your target, or either you surpass your target, or you don't. This is the amount. Because the days or the months you are not even meeting up to your target, they are still paying you the amount of money they are supposed to pay.
Let me cut you in there. And I feel there's a whole lot of sense in what you're saying, but we'll keep going back on this. I feel like there are other things we could still talk about, but we'll still keep going back on this Kizdaniel's issue. Mm. First things first. Do you understand? Try to understand that it's a legal term.
Yeah, I know.
It's a legal binding.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I know.
Now, what if behind closed doors, let's just say, hypothetically, they decided to give Kizdaniel something, but it was not up to what Kizdaniel still feels like he deserves. Look, I'm saying based on humanity, like the humanity point of view, G Worldwide,
emotional point,
like emotional purgation of emotion, right? G Worldwide didn't do what was like what is expected as human, but legally, I'm telling you, they did what is right. Like, if someone breaks your heart right now, and you can't hold it emotionally, you decide to commit suicide. Look, society, like based on society, based on human being perception, feel like you fucked up. Like no other person, no other situation should you go into or should you be going through. Would you say you want to commit suicide? But coming from your own point of view as a person, no other person can justify your act because now you know where the shoe they pay you. Now you know, say this, I know if you continue, make a kukuma end my life. Mm-hmm. But people always stop things. But like, if you can't relate, don't even just talk about it. So what I'm trying to say is like, legally, I feel like they stood firm. But this is a whole lot of should I could have, should they have, could they have, well, they should have, like, because how much is 30,000 to whatever Kiss Daniel was like giving you guys? It's a whole lot. But legally, okay, rumor has it again. Shout out to Haruna Ishola. I mean, I don't mean the godfather now, I mean the son. When he first came out with this Akpala, this thing, whatever, he wasn't sure it was going to make wave. Rumor has it that he said to the marketer that, look, I'm not sure about what I did, if it's going to make waves. Regardless, please give me 1 million naira and sell this however you want to sell it. Bro, you know how much that song make that year? Sure. I'm talking about like 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
This song will make past 1 million. Now, Baba won't come go back to it. Edakun, Edjo, 1 million, KDCET, and make.
Do you? What I would say, is, you know, talking about marketers, they are different from, they are different from record label.
Baba na still
like, be record label.
No, Baba na
still be record label. Or record deal. See, no, not deal, but I would say, like this guy said, like Bella Smuda said, he said, a record label is supposed to be a family.
Definitely. Like,
yeah, it's supposed to be a family, not an enemy. Yeah. Mm. Yo, for real, okay, I know this is the stuff we signed together. Mm. This is the stuff we signed.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel, see, this person is the person, is the person giving you your daily bread. You don't understand? Is the person making you this money? You invested. Okay, quite all right. You might have invested and the money crumbled. You didn't even see your gain. The 30,000 naira you are giving the person, all the studio times you bought, you might not see the money. But eventually, good for you, good for you. You saw the money. The money came in handy. You understand?
All right.
The money came in handy. And, bro, this person is supposed to be your brother. You understand?
Shout out to record label.
This person is supposed to be your brother. Yeah. For you. there are record labels in Nigeria that are making, like, that will want you to sign record deals that you feel like, nah, I want to go into this. Even I don't care what will come at the end of this. So shout out to Maven, shout out to YBNN, shout out to the others that are doing good that I don't even know. But bro, you understand? See, these things, they are just, it's based on, I'm not talking even, not about emotions right now.
Mm.
Just about common sense. Bro, I feel it's just common sense for you to do the right thing. You understand?
Right.
So that's just it.
You're welcome back.
All right. That was one great session though. So.
Yeah.
Schema, yeah, you said you wanted to say something.
So Debari said something.
But,
I would like to counter that. What if in situations where record labels invest in artists and the artist doesn't yield any profit for such labels, do you reckon that these record labels should take legal actions against this artist for not meeting their targets?
Okay. What I said while I was ranting was, so it is very, very possible for a label to invest in an artist and not make money. But as well, when you guys made the money, or you guys are making the money, in process of making the money, you guys should see this artist as the person giving you your daily bread. Though maybe, okay, this person is the person. This person as a person might not have got to this point in his life, if not for me, if not for my money, if not for my influence, you get.
Mm.
But what I said after that was that, see, as a human being, I don't know, as a person, I think emotionally, psychologically, physically, we think, there are some things that should naturally just occur, naturally just happen. They don't need to tell you. See, it's insane for anybody to say, I'm making this person this amount of money, and this person is paying me this amount of money. You understand? So, okay, it is quite understandable that, okay, it's a contract. And if not for this person, I might not have gotten to this point in my life. But at the same time, do you understand that this person also, you're seeing that I'm making you guys this money? See, if you are not giving this person what this person deserves or what this person needs to get, you won't even make the money that you think you will make at the end of the day. Do you understand? Because this person, psychologically and mentally, won't be available for you guys, because you guys are draining this person mentally. You understand?
Yes.
So that's what I think. It's simple. It goes both ways. If you are not giving this person what this person deserves, this person will give you what you're supposed to get from him.
Okay.
That's just it.
So, talking about giving the artist what he deserves, I can assure you that these record labels give this artist what they deserve, even before these guys start making money for them. And what do I mean by this? Talk about artist branding. Talk about artist image. Record labels ensure that their artists are in the right frame of mind at every point in time. And that's why they rent out highly luxurious spaces or houses for their artists. That's why they give them the best of cars. That's why they link them up with top professionals in the field. Music producers, promoters and all. So if you are saying these record labels don't give this artist what they deserve, I think that is a lie.
Okay.
Because these record labels even do the best. They do the most when it comes to promoting this artist and when it comes to, bringing out the best out of these artists. So that's basically what I think about this whole thing. Manik, what do you think?
Not all artists, not all labels do this. I won't lie to you. Like, even most of the labels, you know, like YBNL. There's this girl in YBNL. What's her name? This princess of YBNL at that time.
YBNL princess.
YBNL princess.
Timmy Obasa.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, I don't want to talk about Timmy Obasa.
What happened?
Our own case is different. I don't even know what to say about her. I don't really know much about her. But what I will say I know about her is simple. Maybe Olamide does not align, or she does not align with Olamide's beliefs and, I don't know, maybe ways of life. I will say Olamide does not align with her ways of life and her own belief. You know, she's she's a lesbian and stuff like that. And
disclaimer.
No. It's something she openly
said,
and it's everybody knows she's a lesbian. There's nothing to hide about
that. It's not old news.
It's not old news. But everybody knows about that.
Wait, shout out to you, Debari. I mean, I respect what you're saying, but one thing I just feel like, it might not be 100% right, but I feel like if you own a record label and there are so many artists there, all of them can flourish. And if you want me to start giving you examples, I would like to cite some examples.
Okay.
When Mohit had a whole lot of artists, Mohit tried as much as possible to carry everybody along, but we knew that way back, if it's not the band, it's not Wandy Cole, then we'll probably just speak maybe like Elite. I'm talking about Mohit, I'm not even talking about Mavins. I'm talking about when it was Mohit. If it's not the band, if it's not Wandy Cole, then we'll probably just speak of Dr. Seed. You get me? But the likes of the case, which the likes of the Prince, were just picking up, you know, little bit. As far as I'm concerned, K-Switch didn't even make wave. K-Switch didn't make wave at all. Do you understand me? Now let's switch back to YBNL. There was a time that YBNL had a whole lot of artists, from Kesh to, what's the name of this guy now? Is it Limerick? Or Limerick also?
Limerick.
There was Picasso.
Lighter,
there was Picasso. It's not possible to pick everyone. Now let's switch back to Mavin. This guy's what was their name now? This twin.
DNA.
Do you understand?
They're no longer there.
But even when they were there, you can't. It's not possible. I feel like you can't really satisfy everyone. But if you have, like, but shout out to For example, let's even talk about EME. When EME had Shady, had Had Whiskey. It was just only Whiskey and Scales. You know, and even Scales was not even popping as he wanted to be because it was majorly focused on Whiskey. You get me? So whether you have, see, it's just like if you're in a team and you have Neymar, you have Ronaldo, you have Messi, one person will outshine the other.
Yo.
Do you understand me? One person, because as a coach, you cannot play separately.
I'll be favorite, bro.
Do you understand? You can't play separately. So the fact that some people are not buzzing like other artists are, it's because you have too many people trying to like, you have too many people trying to work together, do the same thing. And trust me, what everyone is trying to do is the same thing. Everybody wants to blow. Yeah. If everybody blow, the house will collapse.
Well, for a fact, everybody gas blow. You understand? Because that's the.
But everybody know if he blow.
Yeah.
That's the sad truth. Everybody know if he blow.
See, what I would say is everybody can blow, but everybody has been shortlisted before they got to that extent of getting a record deal. Those big record labels. That's like a shortlisting to me. So everybody. In every record label needs to make a name to some extent, at least. There are some that didn't even make their record label 10 million naira. But the record label spent more on them. You understand? I'm just citing example. I don't want to cite the example. You understand? But for instance, I don't want to go there, bro. Yeah. I used to work in a record label. Okay. I will just say this, we were talking about Temi Obasa and stuff and Olamide. The fact is, Olamide, I would say, might not have any issue with Temi Obasa. But Temi Obasa, on the other hand, might think Olamide is not doing enough. You understand? For her, Olamide is not doing enough. Maybe Olamide is not doing enough as she was expecting for her. Maybe she wants Olamide to just put in every of his power. To make sure she gets what she wanted. But she's not getting that thing she's wanting from Olamide. At that point, Fireboy was there. Fireboy was really blazing. You understand? Imagine when Likesh was over the top.
As per the name.
Yeah, as per the name. Yeah, Fireboy. So, just imagine when, YBL, what's this guy's name I just mentioned now? Likesh was there. See, everybody knew, Adekunle Gold was like an underdog.
Yes.
You understand? Adekunle Gold now. Where is Likesh? Maybe if she had stayed a little longer, you understand? That's the thing. But you know, it is actually many times it's the artist's fault that they think, or maybe at times the artist just come out, say wrong things about the record label and feel like the record label is not even seeing is not even looking at them, or is not even trying to make them popular, is not even investing more like they want in them. But at the time, see, this person you are talking about does not even have the resources you are looking for. Does not have the resources you think they have. They are just trying. Okay, they employ you. You understand? So just imagine you have like 7 or 8 people. Okay. 2 people are blazing, but they just calm down. Your time is coming. Just exactly. Wait a little longer. Your time will come.
Exactly. They have a calendar.
Yeah, they have a calendar. They need to work according to plan. Yeah. You understand? It's like Korede Bello. See when Korede Bello was blazing. Like now, Korede Bello should now be beefing Ira Star. Because Korede Bello had his time. Now it's Arista time. So let her have her time. Let her enjoy the end of her life.
It's everyone's time in Maven. Like there's a way Maven is. Maybe it's pushing everyone.
Let me tell you. Time. Maybe this guy should have gone. This guy in Maven now. Forgotten his name.
Magic.
Not even magic. Magic just came.
Crayon. Oh, Crayon.
Crayon. Yeah. Crayon. Maybe Crayon should have gone. Cause Crayon is like.
Crayon
has tried everything possible.
His color is just coming out.
Yeah. Yes.
Crayon is a man. Oh, that's lazy, bro.
His color is just popping. You understand? His color is just popping. That's it. So just calm down for these people. If you, I would just say, maybe record label not too should just take into consideration the amount of artists they can manage at the time.
Mm. What about DMW and Yonder? No one is even talking about Yonder.
My goodness. Bro, I mean,
I'm not sure anybody wants to talk about DMW and Yonder.
So, I mean,
okay, I think David should know more about that. He should know more about that. Just talk.
I mean,
about
you have to face the consequences of David, though.
Yeah. What is Maven, YBNL, DMW? Okay, look, no. Let's just like this. Maven's doing well right now. YBN is doing very well right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, what are they doing differently from each other?
What are these records?
I don't want to say this label is not doing well. Like, Malian music.
Well, if I get your question now, you're saying what makes all these record labels different from
themselves, right? Yes, different from each other. I see that Maven has this, they manage their artists properly, like, there's no accidental blow up. They know that this artist is
coming. Now, I mean, shout out to you, Manik. But I feel I really don't want to drift out of the context of this discussion. But you know, way back, look at EME. When EME did what they were doing, you know, there was a way EME could manage the artist. Now, where's EME? Mm. Do you understand? Back then, we thought EME was doing the best, but now there's no EME. Like, even as you did so say,
EME lost Whiskey.
Yeah. EME didn't lose Whiskey.
EME signed White Money.
No, you understand? And people were like, say, EME don't become restaurants now. Because you know, say, White Money, they cook. Aside, like, it doesn't just cook music. You get me? But what I'm just saying is, what I feel like all these artists, what these record labels are doing differently is that, first things first, what do you have to offer your artists? Because, trust me, everyone is working for the money. In as much as they are working to get the fame, I feel like what pushes everyone is, what are you offering them? Do you understand me? What are you offering them? You can't be giving me a 75-25 or an 85-15 and expect me to be motivated. You get me? You can't be giving me an 85. I mean, rumor has it, and I keep saying rumor because nobody say I know Whiskey directly. But rumor has it that Whiskey was, for like 4 or 5 years, he was on that AME. He was popping on 75-25. AME taking 75, Whiskey having 25. So if they go for a show and they're being paid like 1 milli, AME will be taking 750, Whiskey will be taking 250. But now, at what age was Whiskey doing that? Whiskey was in that at the very tender age. He had age ahead of him. Whiskey was good. Whiskey is good. You get me? But now, like, if you're bringing this artist, and if you're giving them something very, very good, something that they can fall back to. Look, 60-40 from a YBNL for any artist, you sabi, you know sabi. 60-40 will motivate you. You get me? 60-40. Now, another thing is your branding. How do you brand your artist? How do you? Like, Davido, if you know they give an artist good money, but he knows how to brand them.
Sure.
Like, you might want to counter me from the Yonder point of view now, because we'll ask where is Yonder. I don't.
He's Yonder.
He has gone Yonder.
I mean, I think where he got it from, he probably named Y is just not what's supposed to be named. Maybe name should be Under, you get me? But shout out to DMW. I feel like Yonder is writing, right? You get me?
Yeah, the pen game too sweet.
So he knows how to write and everything. So even if he's not getting his money from the artistic point of view, he's getting it from, you know,
from the penning point.
From the rights in the right. Yeah. You get me? So but what I feel these artists, these record labels are doing differently is just how they brand their artists and what you're offering them. That's just my own point of view. I don't wanna
just to add to what you said, I think what this aforementioned record labels are doing also is they have proper structure. Proper structure. Like, setting up a record label is just, is not about just going to CAC. I mean, going to get your CAC and getting a name and announcing it on your social media platform. It goes beyond that.
Way beyond that.
So what these other record labels that are doing extremely good at the moment, what they have ahead of those that are, you know, not doing that well, is the structure. It's the structure, basically. It is the structure. You see a record label put in place everything, the publishing deal, everything. Come with your lawyer. You as an artist, come with your lawyer. Meet with the label's lawyer. You know, A&R, they'll get you an A&R. They get you everything you need. And that's how a proper record label should run if you want to get the best out of your artist. So I think what these labels have ahead of others is the structure, basically.
Let's look at Mavins. Wasn't it last week they announced their writers and their producers? You see that kind of stuff. So there are record labels that the rights for their artists, but they don't even recognize them. Even when the song is out, they don't even write the name of the writer.
They don't give the writer the necessary credits
they deserve. You understand?
Go ahead. So they don't give the rights to them.
Shadow. So, like you were saying, so you understand? It just boils down to.
Okay, now you just got the joke.
You just got the joke too.
Oh my God! Does anyone laugh?
Well, it just starts with the owner of the record label. Just look at the personality of the owner of the record label.
Yeah.
Look at the personality. Look at what that person stands for. Don Jazzy on his own, is like someone everybody wants to reckon with because of the way he carries himself, because of the way he treats people. Even if you are not signed to his record label, even if you are not a big artist, Don Jazzy wants to help you. It doesn't matter if he wants to sign you or if he doesn't want to. If he sees you doing good, if he knows that you are doing good, like your music is good, he wants to help you. Even if you are not into music industry, if you are an actor or a skit maker, he wants to help you. If he can reach out to you, he'll reach out to you. Look at Olamide. Olamide helps anybody he feels like helping. Like everybody that he comes in contact with, Olamide wants to help. Look at Zazu. Everybody was criticizing Olamide when Zazu came out. Like, why will he, you know, associate with himself with that kind of person? But he doesn't even care. So just think of Zazu. Just think of Portable without Olamide. Where will he have been?
Why would Portable even question? Why would he ask that kind of question in the first place? And now people are already bringing up, you know, comparison. Like, they're already comparing Asake, Zinoliski, Mobad,
Ariasta.
Possible. They're beginning to, you know, bring up this comparison because right now there's this issue on ground. Like, you already know about this Mobad.
This whole controversy again, shit, let me be the first to step on this. I feel like in the space of like 3 months, we've had this rift between Mobad and Naira Marley. Why is it not affecting Zinoliski? So it's either one of them is just faulty and it's that other person is not trying to like.
It needs to be repaired.
You get me? Or something is not just. Maybe like something is just not just clicking. Maybe you are just being unfair to this person, or you are just being disrespectful to your boss. Either of the two, it really can't go wrong. But you were asking. You know, people always talk.
Yeah, comparing.
People always compare. I mean, why would you be comparing a Fireboy to Ayasta? And who else are they comparing again?
Asake.
Like all these people are on a different level. All these guys are on a different level. One is a star. One is blazing. One is a fireboy. You get me? So, you really can't compare these guys. Like, I feel like they all understand their niche. Like, they are all good at their game. Honestly. I feel like you really can't compare. Because if you understand, like, the content of music.
But you should be able to compare.
No, because some of them are very good. Like, some of them write beyond what you listen to. Like, you can't compare. You can't, permit me to say, shout out to all of these artists. But you, if you're putting Fireboy's pen game to all of these artists, you really can't compare. I would say it anytime. Like, I feel like Fireboy has an amazing pen game. Like, he writes, he delivers. Do you understand me? Like, his writing skills is amazing. Like, I feel like Fireboy writes, like, it burns from the heart.
Pen game.
You understand me? Like, directly from the heart. But I feel like all of these artists, at the end of the day, they sabi deliver.
What about songwriters?
Do we have a music structure in this country? Don't let us go back. Do we have a music structure in this country?
Like, no, we're not going back. Hmm. Like, you're talking about pen game. How are we sure it's actually pen game and not someone else's pen game?
Pen game, right? But, well, that's where the aspect of credits. Do we give credit to those that write? So at the end of the day, we just pay it out. Like he said, like Debra said, like Maven announced their writers. Like, see, these are people that write. Like when you're talking about write, give them the credit. John said, now these people they write for us. But now an artist comes out, say, this is my song. I wrote it under you. We know it's not you.
I listen to more of these South African musicians and stuff. I know Miriam Makeba. I know Yuma Shakela. I know all these people. So when these people want to sing songs that are not written by them, but that are sung by other, these songs are performed by them, that they were the one that went to the studio to record this song. But this song, they want to perform it. They announce the writer. Miriam Makeba will say, okay, this song, written by this person, this friend of mine that comes from this. Even this Angelique Kidjo, we say this song is written by this person. You understand? Pata Pata by Miriam Makeba. Angelique Kidjo sang this song.
And he stated it.
And she stated it that this song is not my song, go. This person wrote this song. There are many songs Yuma Shakela wrote for Miriam Makeba. You understand? They will state it, but I think it's just ego. Yeah, let me put it that way. Most of our Nigerian artists are as ego. Like, they don't want anybody to just come and trample on their
ego. Greed?
But let me just put it at ego. Because at the end of the day, they will pay this person that wrote this song. You understand?
Yeah,
they will pay. So it's not necessarily greed. Because if it is greed, they won't pay the person. Yeah. Let me just put it at ego, you know? Because for real, it's just really heartbreaking. Because I've written songs for people. I've written songs for Nollywood, like some movie that you've even watched or you've even seen. Yeah, sorry, that you've seen that. Even I sang them that you might not even know that I'm the one. Even in the movie, they didn't indicate that my name, that I was one that sang the song. I'm telling you the truth. This is nothing I'm cooking up.
They ripped you.
So there are something that happened. You know this
song, Ripper.
Bro, you want to come here? So that's just it. It's just the society, because our country do not protect our intellectual property.
That's just it.
If you try dragging these people to court, at the end of the day, you might even be the one paying these people, because they know people than you. How do you want to do that? So they know people you don't know. So that's just the thing.
But Kima, if you were the one that did something like this, like you wrote a song for a movie and weren't given proper credits, what would you do?
That's a tough question.
What would I do? Well, yeah, I wouldn't have.
What, like, I wanted to ask him, like, what has he done now? What is he doing differently now?
So, for the question, I wouldn't have gone into that that deal without a contract.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have gone into that deal.
I'm so sorry to jump on that, David. I'm so sorry. I feel like what I said earlier, that's just the fact that we don't have an appropriate channel We don't have an appropriate checklist. Like, way back now, shout out to the likes of the Kunle Afola, Tolu Adetiba, is that the name?
Kemi Adetiba.
Kemi Adetiba, then Tide Kilani. Now, these are the people that are bringing production on an A level, like A list. Shout out to those times, like, shout out to those days when you do movies, your songs will be used as soundtrack and you're not getting jack shit. Now, like, but these days we know now that you can't have a movie on Netflix. A Netflix production can't be doing my movie. Or can't be shooting a movie and using my song as a track, soundtrack. They are paying me. Now we're already having rights coming to our artist. You get me? So even those, I'm saying this because I am a little bit affiliated from the theatrical point of view. Like, you go do music for production companies. When I say production, I mean movie companies. You go sing, Baba. You go sing. You go do the full track. How much they will pay you? 15,000. But you just feel like, the song people want to listen to, the movie they don't watch, right? So they give me 15,000. Like, even, we don't know our worth as an artist. You don't even know your worth as what you're doing. So if I am doing a soundtrack and I feel like this is an appropriate soundtrack, like I'm giving you a soundtrack to your song, first things first, why would you want to contact me to do something without it being on contract? So if I'm standing firm, like, look, it has to be on contract. Then it also stands to say it needs to be on contract. And other songwriters who are standing, nobody say, I just want cut corner, say, I need like this extra 15,000, just pay me, I don't. Do you understand? Everybody, if we understand, like, I wish our music structure is well channeled, where there is, you know, this is now music just from the studio, now straight to market.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, the moment you are recording, so people don't be like, before Terminator came out, everybody don't know one verse. Like, there was, but if your music goes from the studio, it goes through a particular censors board that listens to your music and say, okay, this music is not for public consumption, return it. Do it again. Do you understand? Like, we will know what we are doing appropriately.
Yes.
But we don't have, like, Nigeria is not ready. We are not ready for what we are preaching. As far as I'm concerned, that's what I feel. And that's why someone like Debar is going through what he went through. Shout out to you, man. Shout out to you, man.
So, sorry to take us back.
No, we're not going back.
Okay. But let me just chip in something from the past.
Yeah.
I think the issue with Debari now was, as a result, I don't know, except he splits it here. And he splits it here. But I think the issue with Debari was as a result of desperation. Maybe he just wanted to be heard. He wanted to be heard.
Put his work out there.
Just put his work out there. And these guys felt, let's take advantage of this. And they took his intellectual property and beeped him in that case. So, if it were me, I definitely would have had a contract with them. Get me my publishing deal. How much am I getting once this movie hits 1 million views? Because trust me, everybody, even the person that carried camera for the DOP, is also a creative and is also a part of the project. Yes. So everybody's entitled to a certain share that they deserve from that project. So getting a contract for something that you are sure, I mean, proud of, is not a bad thing. So if you are thinking of doing something like that, please always think of your contract. You're not doing it for now, but you're doing it for the future.
Sure.
So always think of your contract. So that's what I would have done if you were me or if I were in his shoes.
So, guys, always think of the future when signing a contract. What would you say about this? You think Zinoliski would be doing better if he were signed to YBNL?
If he were... Wow. I felt like this was... Anyway, thank you. Hold up. I feel like Zinoliski is a great artist. He's good at what he does. But do I feel like he's getting the level of production he deserves? I really don't think so. You understand me? So if he were to be in YBNL, would he have done better? Yeah, definitely. Because I still feel like these guys are not being put on the platform. Like, someone, you know why this is very fun? Because about 2 days ago, my friend was saying something like, the only thing these guys from, Malian Records get is just going to high schools to perform. And they've never gone on tour, they've never gone on tour. And these are people that their songs are banging. Like, hardly would you go to any party that before they play like 10 to 15 songs, you definitely hear a song from Zeno, right? Yeah. And why would someone be signed to a record label and you're not popping them, you're not pushing them? Like, they're not really having shows outside the country. It's a freaking record label, for goodness sake. So to answer your question, do I feel like, what's his name? Zeno would do better if he was in YBNL. Definitely, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
So you think the Barry, you think Malian music ain't doing jack shit right now?
Well, I won't say they are not doing shit, you know. I'll just say this. The level and the pace at which they are moving their musicians depends on the level and the exposure. Okay, let me rephrase. The level and the pace at which a musician will move or will go in his music career depends on the level and the pace and the exposure the music label boss has. Do you understand? Imagine the bells does not the boss does not even give room for promoters from outside the country for them to promote you or to even bring you to their country. The boss does not give room for anybody to. That is it. That's where the problem comes from.
I'm sure you know that.
Do you know why I would say that? I don't even know. Okay, let me just say, I'm not sure Naira Marley won't know. Uno promoters outside the country, because Naira Marley is kind of not everywhere, you know. Yeah. But I think it is just something that we do not know. There is more to him, because I saw it on Twitter. Was it day before yesterday or day 3, 4, 5 days ago? That why should Zinoliski not have done a UK tour or US tour?
As a South African.
You get. I have not done one. Oh, I've not even seen him done. Did he even do Nigerian?
No. So,
okay, so wait. So that's what I would say. Please, before you. It's just simple. Because these guys, see Asake. Asake is okay. Asake has been in this music industry for over years. I've been listening to Asake for over 4 years. Yeah. You understand? But now, Asake is blue now. Okay. It's less than a year. You understand? But Asake announced O2 Arena in less than 5 minutes. He sold in less than 1 day. He sold like 3 different dates. Sold so out.
The O2 Arena is the
sub,
the smaller O2 Arena, like the sub.
Don't
like,
forget.
No. I'm just saying this. I'm just using that as an example.
Don't forget. Did UK tour.
When?
Sometime last year.
UK tour that I did. I will not take that as UK tour. Because most of our artists, they will leave this country saying they are going for UK tour. Actually, they are going to a bar. I know people. They are going to a bar. They are going to a coffee lounge. To perform.
They are touring.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
They are touring.
No, you are not touring. They invited you. It's like a stand-up comedy show. Like, you understand? They just come and do 5 minutes or 2 minutes. You now perform for 10 minutes. Now give us snippet on Instagram. You are telling us you are... Even Zazu is doing UK tour now. Zazu is doing Europe tour. Zazu is in Cyprus as I'm talking. It's in Cyprus. Yeah, it was in Cyprus yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes, now.
Portable baby.
Yeah, he's in Cyprus yesterday.
That's why he went to a portable country.
Yeah. He's in not Turkey. Yeah. Not Cyprus, sorry. Not that part of Turkey. Yeah. So, bro, that's it. You understand? Yeah. So, this thing is just, I will just take it back. Like we said the other time, even when Kizz Daniel was in G World, right? I'm not sure he did anything outside of Nigeria. Sure you get.
Yeah.
But he was making money for these people.
That's good.
See, now he has his flyboy.
Flyboy ain't.
Bro, imagine. Just imagine.
He's not flying up.
He's not flying up.
When he was in G World, he never went. He never went World. He's flying everywhere.
He's forgetting his bags everywhere. You understand? He's forgetting his bags.
When he was in G World,
he never went World.
That's just see, yeah? It's simple. I just don't know. Well, after all this lynching and all these things, all I know is that Nigeria is getting there. Actually, one thing is putting us on the map. Definitely. Though we have this bad government and bad everything about us, you know, people are saying bad things about us. We don't even want to reckon with Nigerians outside of the country. You understand? But this music is really putting us on the map, and that's like actually one good thing about us. And Everywhere you see a Nigerian, just know you're seeing vibe, bro. There's nothing. Trust me, you're seeing vibe. You're seeing good. That's just it. You understand? So I think that alone is all we need in this world. Everybody needs to be happy in this cruel world, you know? Yeah. Everybody just needs to be happy. And that's what Nigeria stands for. Yeah. It stands for happiness. Yeah, right. So
if you don't have data,
you're not happy in Nigeria. So that's just it, my brother.
All right, everyone. That's all time we'll permit us to take today. Thanks for staying with us till the end.
Thank you, Mr. Manning, for having us.
I want you all to go like our content. I want you to subscribe and join us next week for another educational session. Until then, it's goodbye from me, Manik.